Let's talk about your rant.
Way too personal with my behavioral.
No, let's talk about your rash. You tweeted a photo of your rash.
I wanted to figure out what the fuck was going on.
The responses to that tweet were very dire.
Yeah. And I went to the doctor, yeah. Like, oh fuck. Oh fuck. Like, I have this very severe thing. And the dermatologist basically laughed at me for coming in.
The thing is, nothing can become something if you scratch the ever-loving Jesus out of it. Which is what you have done.
Yeah, I mean, it was like really flared up at the time that I posted the picture. And then it died down like almost completely when I saw the dermatologist. And then it got irritated again. And now it's like spread all over.
ACD really needs a cone.
Little hand cones.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, I get up and I'm just like.
You think you're going to find gold? In them thar hills?
I think I'm just going to scratch my leg off and then people will feel sorry for me for having a real problem.
Yeah, then people will decide to believe you when you say you have problems.
I need sleep mittens.
Yeah.
I need kitten mittens.
You need kitten mittens? And they need to clamp hard.
Put a bit of ice on it. Yeah, I probably should because it gets really swelled up.
Yeah, it's swollen and you've broken the skin in some places. And
I know. I'm filleting myself.
You should put your fillet on some pita bread. Tighten your buttholes. It's time for Pact. I'm the P, Peter Coffin, the lovely Miss Astronaut Cowboy Doctors, right here. They are the ACD. Together, we're Pact. Don't miss an episode. Like, comment, subscribe, and leave us a glowing review on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever weird thing you use to listen to podcasts. We are a 5-star podcast.
Not 3, not 4, 5. I'm a 5-star man.
Join our Discord. We hang out there all the time. ACD posted an amazing picture of themselves in their comfy this morning. Oh my God, it is worth being on the Discord just for that. We also do other fun stuff on there. By becoming a patron, you can join us for movie nights. We just watched Matrix Revolutions yesterday. Movie nights, the upcoming theory reading group, which we're starting later in the month. So help us keep the lights on by becoming a patron at patreon.com/pactpod. That's PACDPOD. Your monthly support gets you access to the members-only areas on our Discord server, and you get to see some content before everyone else. We've also got fantastic Pact merch as well. Finally, tell your friends we rely so big on word of mouth. It was almost a little high five. We stream 7 p.m. Eastern Sundays. Thank you so much for tuning in. So a few months ago, we did an episode on Exxon and how a couple of researchers affiliated with Harvard were researching how ExxonMobil got what is basically misinformation out to people via official news sources.
A small segment, but important segment of the white paper that we focused on was about how they exonerate themselves and their contributions to climate change and use consumer-oriented language and consumer-oriented solutions.
For instance, the main problem they list in combating climate change is consumer demand. And the solutions they put forward are things like people installing LED light bulbs.
And blaming that need for personal solutions on population growth. Our population is just too large to not use what we have.
Yeah.
So you got some degrowth shit, some consumer activism shit, all the while ExxonMobil is presenting itself in advertorials as proponents of climate change fighters.
And just to define the word advertorial for anybody who didn't see that episode, it is an advertisement which looks like an editorial. You can find them in the New York Times. That's actually what this study focused on specifically. It is just nightmare shit, honestly, when you think about it. Like, you can literally pay to put whatever you want in the New York Times. If you're in the owning class and you have tons of money and you want to lie to people, you can in the New York Times and tons of other outlets. But if you own your own newsroom, do you even need to get into the New York Times? So, Chevron. They're not Exxon, obviously, but they're a very large oil company, just like Exxon. For all intents and purposes, when we say Chevron or ExxonMobil or BP, you can assume they're probably all doing these things.
Yeah.
There's no real reason to assume that they're all
one
using...
is better than the
yeah,
other.
Yeah, exactly.
And if there is a media presence that makes you think that, there's a problem.
Yeah.
And it's probably related to one of them having their own newsroom.
Yeah. An article went up on Gizmodo a couple days ago, and it revealed that there is a job posting for a newsroom that Chevron is establishing. I'm going to just read verbatim out of the article here. Calling all climate journalists, your dream job awaits, courtesy of Chevron. The oil giant is looking to hire people with journalistic experience to build out a newsroom. Quotes on that word included in the job posting to help spread propaganda, the good news about Chevron. The new venture was first reported by E&E on Friday. In a hilarious twist that merits nomination for its own Pulitzer, E&E first learned of the new venture when one of its own reporters was approached by Sella, the staffing agency doing the hiring for Chevron. The recruiter told the staffer that the job is a great opportunity to join Chevron's newsroom at its infancy. When the E&E reporter asked what topics the position would write about and if climate change would be included, the recruiter said it would be covering all things Chevron.
Which is so stupid. This particular detail is really interesting. The original job listing titled Business Writer, Oil and Energy was posted to LinkedIn by Sella and doesn't mention Chevron by name. Other postings from Sella for an editor-in-chief and a creative director mention an oil and energy client, Chevron. Braden Rettle, a spokesperson for Chevron, confirmed to Earther in an email that the posting was for a gig at the oil and gas giant. Our ambition is to proactively tell the story of Chevron.
I need to tell my story properly. I need to tell my story properly.
They really want Chevron's story to be told.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
It's so bizarre.
I just can't carry my story anymore.
Listen to Chevron X voices.
Just like other companies, we are working to evolve the way we create and deliver our branded content, oil, to readers, both internal and external. As stated in the job ad, these are stories that can be leveraged across our digital ecosystem, Chevron.com, newsletters, social media, paid search, and the internal news site.
Straight from the Chevron newsroom.
Chevron is soon going to be having poems about his bruised butthole.
Yeah, yeah, they're gonna hire Amanda Gorman to write a poem about Chevron.
They're gonna be like Shell and Nathan for you, but steal the Amanda Gorman poem.
Chevron has another operation similar to this already, except for it is perhaps maybe even a little stranger than an official corporate newsroom. It is a local paper for the city of Richmond, California. A Chevron refinery in Richmond exploded several times. And basically, to make up for it, I use heavy scare quotes there because I don't think that it really is to make up for it. It's just a propaganda rag.
Do you think they need to do better?
Yeah, they're hashtag doing better. By establishing a local newspaper for Richmond, California called the Richmond Standard. And it is bizarre. Like, let me read the about page to you. Stay Richmond smart. The Richmond Standard is the number one source for local, community-driven news about Richmond. We feature breaking news, community stories and events, crime, business, transportation, prep sports, job openings, and much more. From where's where to what's what, we've got Richmond and West Contra Costa County covered. 24/7 and 365 days a year. This news website is brought to you by Chevron Richmond. We aim to provide Richmond residents with important information about what's going on in the community and to provide a voice for Chevron Richmond on civic issues. The front page of the Richmond Standard right now, it is for all intents and purposes, like just flat out local news. Like, except for it says the Richmond Standard funded by Chevron. The main article on there right now, as of this recording, is stand-up comedy coming to the factory. The factory bar is tickling Richmond's funny bone via a new monthly live stand-up showcase called Comedy at the Factory. That was posted on the 14th. Trending now, dream fulfilled, Richmond native hired as Southwest pilot. These are like local interest, human interest type stories that are intended to serve as a local news outlet. It gets much stranger when you go into the search field and type the word Chevron, because interspersed with these very normal local interest stories are flat out Chevron propaganda.
So if you search in the Richmond Standard Chevron, this comes up.
You get like apply now for Chevron Richmond's Black History Awareness Scholarship, which is, you can tell in this propaganda too that they're leaning pretty heavily into the diversity angle for...
No, they're literally doing storytelling as social justice to fit with the narrative of how people present as being good people today.
Yes. They've got Chevron invests in green hydrogen production in Richmond and beyond. And then there's Chevron Corporation's new diversity chief, inspired by retired Chevron Richmond chemist.
Are these literally the first three results?
No, I took one out because there was a duplicate here.
Oh, but those are the first three original results. So this fucking oil giant is trying to present itself as a paragon of social justice to obfuscate the fact that they're a fucking oil giant.
And they're doing it
through a literal local
newspaper in Richmond, California, where they're posting normal, completely like as you would find it in a local newspaper 20 years ago when those still existed thing. And this is the reason why this matters so much to me. Like, localities in the age of the internet and very large cable news and all of that, basically local news, which is an important thing for a community, like keeping people connected with each other and understanding what's going on, having some understanding of current local politics, having some understanding of events that they can go to and mingle with the community, things that are community based. This is the stuff that like holds together a town, because a town is not like New York City, where everybody walks down the street every single day and you see hundreds of thousands of people. I'm from a small town and you see people at school, you see people at work. And local news has been hollowed out horrifically. And the idea that an oil company, or any company really,
but especially an oil company,
could step in and fulfill that niche, or whatever you want to call it, with, did you hear that great thing we did the other day? Do you hear about the Chevron Diversity Initiative? You hear about our scholarships? Chevron, we're so good.
More POC operated pipelines.
It's insane to think about. Because like where I'm from, there's a city called Benton Harbor, Michigan. And there is a multinational corporation's headquarters there, Whirlpool Corporation. And to be clear, they have their hands in everything. I was on local radio there, and I got in trouble for talking about their diversity initiatives. Specifically, the thing I got in trouble for was I talked about how they're bragging about their diverse hiring practices on their website, but they hire almost no one from Benton Harbor, Michigan, which is an 86% black city with a median income of $17,000, which I don't know. Maybe it would be good if you're bragging about diversity to hire like from the local city that you're kind of exploiting. They've gentrified the hell out of this city. They've put in a PGA Tour golf course. They've set up all this expensive housing by the beach. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their hands in the media there anyway, using sponsorships. But like, to me, the idea that this company could create just a local news outlet where they just see these little like positive stories about themselves all the time, just to bolster their perception within the community so they can continue to do everything that they do unquestioned. It's fucking terrifying.
It sounds like a similar dynamic to Novo and Kingston, to be honest.
Yes.
Except for this is an explicitly for-profit oil corporation, which, you know, in some ways that makes Novo more insidious.
Yeah.
Because it's ostensibly noble causes. But this is just an overtly, even I want to almost say bipartisan for at least the working class.
Uh-huh.
I think it's pretty like well supported that like Chevron Oil Company is not a well regarded
thing. No, it's not. You could very much say that the dynamic with Novo is similar. With both Benton Harbor and with this Richmond, California.
All three of those things are great parallels.
Because Chevron runs a refinery in that town that employs a large amount of that town. Whirlpool, it employs a lot of the people that live in Benton Harbor, but it brought them in from all over the place.
Right.
It didn't hire from Benton Harbor, but it's gentrified the city for those people.
Right. They now live in Benton Harbor.
Yeah, exactly.
And have pushed Benton Harbor residents out. Well, in this sarcastic, probably rad lib, but makes good points, journalist says, and frankly, I'm sold. Consider this post my resignation from Earther for legal reasons. This is a joke. Big Oil, I'm ready to tell your stories. No, not those ones about how you refuse to pay a settlement to tribes in the Amazon or demonize the lawyer who beat you. And definitely not stories about the homophobic bigots you fund in Congress or those pesky oil spills that keep happening. And definitely not anything about trying to use protests against police brutality as a wedge issue to keep pumping oil. No, we'll definitely find some feel-good stories that I'm sure are hiding somewhere.
So I think that local newspaper is kind of a little preview of what you can expect from a more national.
Right, because that was in 2014, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or they started around that time.
Yeah, and it's been going. Obviously, it's still going, but larger scale. And this newsroom will likely cover legitimate news in a legitimate way.
Mm-hmm. Plausible deniability.
If it follows the model that they created for the Richmond Standard, It will be a reliable news source of things that are not Chevron.
Right. And injecting propaganda within that context so that people look at this reliable news source and then they are also receiving that information that propagandizes them about Chevron.
So again, do you need to pay to be in the New York Times if you own your own New York Times? No. They don't even have to specify that something is an advertorial because technically they're just generating the content themselves. They never have to say, oh, by the way, this is sponsored content, because the site on its own will say funded by Chevron. And people get used to that.
How are Chevron going to get an audience for this? Well, the same way that anybody gets an audience, through money.
You could easily establish an audience via your own advertising. Like, well, obviously oil companies spend money with the New York Times.
Based off the advertorial study that we talked about. Yeah, based off
the advertorial study. So they could spend money probably anywhere they want.
For their own shit.
Yeah, exactly. They'll get an audience in the exact same way that any newsroom would get an audience.
Right. Attention is currency in the marketplace of ideas. How do you get attention? Through finance, economic capital.
If you don't have direct social connections that are established immediately, you pay for them. That's how that works. You can convert capital into attention currency very easily. It's probably easier to do than starting from fresh and doing things that are attention getting.
As well as being referenced by larger media sites in the process of establishing their own presence.
Overall, like what I'm taking away from this is that these large companies that are not really into media generation are noticing that, like, basically there's been a concentration of capital and the news industry has consolidated into various entities that have pushed local news out and have...
How many companies are there now? Like four?
Yeah, exactly. They pushed local news out and they've consolidated national news to a few huge names. So they clearly sense an opportunity to sneak in and kind of show themselves as valuable in terms of putting their money where their mouth is in the news industry. And because they're establishing trustworthiness by doing journalism.
Starting 7 or 8 years ago in local communities.
Yeah, exactly. And ostensibly, they could do that in any community. Mm-hmm. Any company could. Like I said, it's important for a community. And almost every bit of local news is at least having trouble, if not just gone.
Right. But and this is more wide scale.
Yeah.
This is their own generalized newsroom.
Yeah.
And I think another part that's interesting about this to conclude is that they're using the same techniques that any corporation uses to exonerate responsibility from itself and its role in capitalism and the exploitation that results from it by progressive aesthetics.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the evidence of it in the stories from the Richmond Standard.
Right. And that's the technique that they'll use at the national level in this newsroom. Using progressive aesthetics to frame themselves as the good guys, despite being a big oil corporation.
Yeah. They sidestep their responsibilities by showing themselves as progressive.
While playing a central role in the combination between monopoly, industrial, and finance capital in perpetuating capitalism in decay, i.e. fascism.
And that's it for PAX. Thanks again for watching or listening. I'm Peter. This is Miss Astronaut Cowboy Doctor. To help us out, click like, follow, subscribe, join our Discord, leave us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. To support us, become a patron at patreon.com/packpod. That's PACDPOD. Thanks so much. Come back next week.